Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 23rd of January, 2016. It was on this day, 1922, a 14-year-old boy in Canada with diabetes became the first patient to receive treatment by insulin injection, a treatment developed by two Canadian physicians, Frederick Banting and Charles Best. It's the birthday of the pharmacologist Gertrude Elion, born in New York, 1918, went to Hunter College, majored in chemistry. She was unable to get a job in her field until World War II. Men went to war, and she went to work for the pharmaceutical company Burroughs Wellcome, and there she formed a partnership with Dr. George Hitchings. And over the course of her career, Gertrude Elion developed drugs to treat leukemia, malaria, herpes, and AIDS. She won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1988. It was on this day, 1977, the miniseries Roots was shown on ABC, based on the book by Alex Haley, which he based on research into his own family's history of slavery and their origins in Gambia. The program Roots was shown on ABC for 8 nights in a row, and about 130 million people watched it. It was the most watched program in history at that time. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "It is better to have a prosaic husband and to take a romantic lover," the novelist Stendhal, born in Grenoble, France, 1783, author of The Red and the Black and The Charterhouse of Parma. It's the birthday of the poet and playwright Derek Walcott, born in St. Lucia in the Caribbean, 1930. The family was Methodist, and Walcott said, "I admire the quiet, pragmatic reason that is there in a faith like Methodism. I suppose the best word for it is decency." And it's the anniversary of the founding of Georgetown University in Washington, the oldest Catholic university in the country, 1789, on this day. Here's a poem for today by C.K. Williams, entitled Love Beginnings. They're at that stage where so much desire streams between them, so much frank need and want, so much absorption in the other and the self-admiring entity and unity they make, her mouth so full, breast so lifted, head thrown back, so far in her laughter at his laughter, he so solid, planted, oaky, firm, so resonantly factual in the headiness of being craved so, she almost wreathed upon him as they intertwine again, touch again, cheek, lip, shoulder, brow, every glance moving toward the sexual, every glance away, soaring back in flame into the sexual, that just to watch them is to feel again that hitching in the groin, that filling of the heart, the old sore heart, the battered, foundered, faithful heart snorting again, stamping in its stall. A poem by C.K. Williams, Love Beginnings, from his collection Flesh and Blood, published by Frere Straus Giroux and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by LegalZoom, resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.